Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, August the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Hope everybody's having a great day, and good morning, everyone. And good morning to my co-hosts, Rick and Ori. You guys are both on the line, I guess?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, you got Skype turned on?
No. As a matter of fact, I've downloaded two different programs, and I don't know about the second one. The second one may function. I was looking specifically for one that used Mac OS X Lion, and I might have found it, but I don't. It's not set up, no.
Okay. Well, I do see you have a registered account now. So that's
wow,
a good thing.
Seriously? Well,
yeah.
That's interesting.
All right.
I'll just figure that out. Great.
Your email address.
Well, all right. maybe you can help me with that later. Maybe we'll get it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out by next week. Not a problem.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be using the same format we did last week. It worked so well for us. And for those of you that didn't listen last week, what we're doing, we're taking each section of the show and discussing a certain topic. And if at all possible, let's keep, you know, when you call in, we really would love for you to keep on topic. It will help us out tremendously. And by the way, last week's show went, I think it'll help all of our listeners out tremendously. And it will help us get out more educational and informative materials. Now, Lori, I believe you and Rick had something worked out for this first segment. Am I correct or not?
Oh, we were just going to discuss gardening. And I have a recipe that I wanted to share.
Rabbits.
Yeah, we can do rabbits.
Did you want to save that for a little later on? We can do rabbits right now. If you're in the mood, we can do rabbits.
Go ahead.
What do you want to do, Lori?
Rabbits is fine.
Okay. All right, Rick, go ahead and take off, and I'll jump in if I think you need some help or something like that,
yeah.
Which I doubt if you will. I know how you
Well, we'll see. Yes, I did look into it. Fascinating subject. Before I do that, let me suggest that being on this show, my wife's been a teacher for, more than 40 years. About 40 years. She is in a position to learn at a pace that most other people don't. That they don't get the opportunity, really. And in doing this show, I am privileged to be able to look into things that I might otherwise overlook or ignore. And so I get as much out of this, if not more, than anybody. But it is fun to put this stuff out here in the hopes that it helps somebody. So, yeah, with respect to meat rabbits, as compared to, say, meat chickens, there are a couple of different popular meat chickens, and one is the Cornish cross, which grows at a ridiculous pace so quickly that their legs break. It has, I understand, a very unpleasant job trying to feed and or eat chickens that have basically been sitting in their own poop for a month. Then there's a smaller one that takes a little longer to mature called a Red Ranger. But as far as the efficiency, and by efficiency I mean their weight to feed ratio, in other words, how much you have to feed them, how long you have to keep them, and how what you get out of it in the terms of a dressed out weight, rabbits, of course, are beyond the chickens in those terms.
Well, we could just call it return on investment, Rick.
The ROI, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. And so you get, and you can use commercial feed for rabbits, or you don't have to. I don't know if you've ever seen a rabbit in your yard. I don't think there's any commercial feed out there that I'm aware of.
Nope.
Not just basically whatever they can wrap their lips around, that's what they're going to eat. I've even had them eating things that they were not supposed to be eating, like marigolds and what is this psychoactive herb I used to grow? I'm trying to think. It was one of the. It's what they make that green liquid out, that green drink that the devil drinks. It's one of the Artemisias, slang name wormwood. But they'll even eat that stuff.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, what is that green, that nasty green stuff? It was illegal for a long time. Now you can buy it again. Anyway, rabbits, they'll just eat anything. So you can, raise them on green hay or whatever, or you can use the commercial feed. But
we use both hay and alfalfa pellets.
Alfalfa pellets, that sounds like something that would probably store pretty well.
It does, but if it gets moist, it puffs up like a Rice Krispie, and they don't seem to care for it at that point.
I've not seen this. They probably do have it at the horse store, but does it not come in a plastic bag?
You can buy 50-pound bags, and they call it rabbit food, and it's probably got some extra vitamins and minerals in it, but basically it's alfalfa pellets.
Yeah, to that end, and Lori, I think you talked about this last week, and I think they said if you've got a buck and three does, you will have no problems supplying a family of four with essentially a endless supply of meat.
Right.
And the
thing about rabbits that I like is they dress out so quickly. It's actually easier than a chicken, to dress
they
one
skin,
out.
Well, yeah, the plucking of the feathers is a arduous process. Normally, you would want to use that rubber cone that goes in your drill gun, but and that makes quick work of that part.
Hell, I just skin them, Rick.
Skin the whole chick, and I would be all for that. And, of course, that's what you're doing with the rabbits. The pelts, also, these are larger rabbits. So the pelts, technically, you would not necessarily want them to go to waste.
Well, right. Now, we're careful. Flemish Giants, we're careful, okay? And we save the pelts and actually sell them. But just here locally, we don't, tan them and, send them off to the fur buyer. I don't think the postage would cover what we got back right now. But if you live, then reason. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say the gal I was watching was just for personal use. That was all.
Right. But what you can do is save them up for 6 months or a year and then send in one box, if you do that. But the only thing we use is a little recipe I've got. It's a third table salt, a third cornmeal, and a third baking soda. And we just rub them down with that real good, come back the next day and do the same thing. All the fat comes off. And you've got a skin, but it's not, it's like a paper plate. It's not like a, something you buy in the store. And that's all we do to them.
Well, yeah, that's, if you don't break them, if you don't stretch them twice a day for about a week, they will be stiff. But you can actually, with the process called breaking the hide, you can actually re-wet those. You can actually re-wet those and just keep stretching them twice a day and as long as they're supple. They will be like stuff you would buy at the store, soft, soft as a bunny, They dress out about 60%, so that is a 10-pound, you know, rabbit, you're going to get 6 pounds of meat. And that is,
right.
You know, a meat, you know, nobody needs a pound of meat at dinner. That is an awful lot of, that's an awful lot of meat to eat in one meal.
Right. You're right. And also, you know, I've done rabbit in everything from casserole to deep frying it, you name it. I've done rabbit probably every way there is, and I ain't found a bad way yet. I mean, you can even use rabbit in a chicken and dumpling recipe as long as you got plenty of that powdered chicken broth to add, and it tastes pretty much like it, but that's because of what you add to it.
Oh, yeah. We used to. Every time I could get two rabbits, now these were wild rabbits, so they were reasonably small, but if I could ever, you know, get two rabbits in a, you know, close together, we would have a rabbit dinner, and it is good. Rabbit in in cream and onions. They call that Hassenpfeffer, and my goodness, it is just rabbits and onion gravy is really a wonderful meal.
I bet it is. I've never tried that.
Oh, man, it's so delicious. And that with, like, maybe biscuits or dog. See, what you're doing is approaching the rabbits and dumpling thing here with that. So,
yeah.
So that would be, you know, essentially it would probably be about the same thing. The breeds that are recommended for this are perhaps not the Giants. The Giants have a bone structure that makes them return on investment not as profitable, but, I mean, you obviously can breed and eat Giants, and there's no problem with it. But when you have these people who are doing this, I wouldn't say with a commercial endeavor, but they're using like New Zealand's and
right.
Californians, and there's another one called Satins, which have a translucent fur and so forth. If you're going to sell the pelts, that's the one that you would want. And these are all, apparently the Satins have a horrible personality. They call them Satans. apparently they're, I'm thinking, you know, from my point of view, you know, if I have any objection to killing cute little bunnies, the one that keeps biting me is the one that I'm not going to have a problem killing. So, I'd say that probably be my choice right there. I say, you know, come here, stupid. It's just, today's your day. And then they've got the there's a Florida White and also a Trianta, and I understand these are a little harder to find, a little more I wouldn't call them rare, but not as popular. But the New Zealands,
right,
and the Californians they all get up to 5, 6, 7 pounds in 8 to 10 weeks. So those
right.
are those are all production rabbits. So
right. And there is a difference. It depends on what you want the rabbits for. Now, the reason that my daughter got into Flemish Giants was, one, she was fascinated by how big they were, and two,
right.
We all of us, and I looked over her business plan, I thought it was great, thought they would sell well. Well, the only thing they've sold for is pets.
Pets, sure.
And I don't know how many she sold, but nobody's interested in buying them anymore. This particular breed of rabbit is very smart. You can train it till you use the litter box, like Ori said last week.
Right.
Very, very calm and gentle personality. But,
well, you see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, slaughtering your pet rabbit, unless you're in Venezuela, you know, and you're eating the zoo animals and saving that your pet rabbit for last. I don't see, but you know, to handle them like you'd handle chickens, where you don't get personal, you just feed them,
right.
water them, and take the eggs. And other than that, you know, don't pet them. Don't, you know, that would be,
right.
I think, doable. The other aspect of the production rabbits is they're somewhat smaller. So for the women and the children, if they're helping, they're a little more manageable.
Right. I agree.
A struggling 10-pound rabbit is not as difficult to control as a 25-pound rabbit. So, you know, so
oh, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, if you're getting help, you know, from the peanut gallery, the production rabbits, which, you know, and I haven't looked at this yet. I really have not been by my local Rural King, who now sells chicks 24 months of the year. I know it's been a long year. I've seen rabbits, which heretofore, I have ignored. But now the next time I'm in there, you can bet I'm going to dodge on over to the petting zoo, which is, you know, the kids, you know, all stand
right
there and look at the chicks. In fact, they've got stickers that you put on your shirt and it says, I saw the chicks today at Rural King. So apparently it's something that brings in potential shoppers. But they've also got the rabbits, and I'll be looking to see what breeds they've got in there. I'm going to be very, very interested to see what that is. Apparently they're no more difficult to deal with than chickens. You need a few pens.
Right.
I understand.
Well,
I understand there are people doing this in their apartments. So,
I don't doubt it.
They're
with rabbits, they're
quiet,
so clean. Right. And there's no
quiet,
smell.
Yeah.
There's no noise.
Right.
You know, if you ever get any smell, it will be from the urine. But you clean out your trays every day, and you don't have to worry about that.
Right. That would be your fault. You know, if you're not going to clean. You know, if you're not going to clean up, well, then, you know, chances are you've got
my daughter
got
just told me
problem
every 2 days. Just I want to clarify, Nikisha just
right
told me every 2 days.
Right. Every
so,
2 days is probably sufficient to keep the ammonia at bay. You know, if you're not going to clean, then you can't have a cat either because, I don't know, you know, a litter box, you know, will drive you out of the house if you don't clean that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a cat.
Right. Now, we've got Art on the air.
Hey, okay,
on line
cool
three. Hi,
good
Art.
Morning, Art.
We're talking about rabbits, buddy.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite topics. I love rabbits,
cool,
man. But, you know, here, you know, again, you're absolutely right. If you're looking for maximum output, the Flemish Giant is absolutely, I think, the best way to go because of all of the features they provide. An excellent fur, excellent meat. It's very sweet and flavorful. I mean, you just can't go wrong. But,
right,
you know, I was talking with a guy a few days ago. It's ironic he brought this topic up today because we got to talking about rabbits. And this is one guy all by himself, and he's like, well, I don't need that much meat. I said, well, you know, one man by himself, if you really want to do rabbit, if that's what you want to do for your meat, the Velveteen is a really good rabbit because it is very small. When dressed out, you're going to get about 4 to 5 pounds maximum. I mean, that's on a real high side, 4 to 5 pounds per rabbit. And that's not bad for one man. That can feed you for 2 to 3 days. And if
right
that be the case, you only need 2 doe and 1 buck. And
hey, Art,
you know,
hang on for a minute, buddy. We got a break. Just hang on right to the break, and we'll finish up this subject before the bottom of the hour. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And this first half hour, we're talking about rabbits. And we do have Art off the grid on the line. I just want to remind everybody, those Flemish giants we've been talking about, we make excellent 4-H projects too, guys.
Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, please continue.
All right, so anyway, what I was telling him, you know, the Velveteens, when fully dressed out, you're only going to get about 4 or 5 pounds of meat, and that's going to be able, depending on how much meat you like. You know, I know people who could eat a whole rabbit in one sitting. I can do that. I go out and hunt rabbits. I come home, I can eat a rabbit by myself, you know. It's not a problem. But if you're, you know, in a grid down, you're going to want to do things the right way. You're going to want to conserve your energy and eat the right amount. So one rabbit per, you know, is not going to be bad. Feed you for 2 to 3 days. And the great thing about the Velveteen is they're extremely hand-friendly right from the very beginning. I mean, these are very hand-friendly animals. They don't mind being handled. They have this beautiful, beautiful fur, which makes an excellent lining for gloves, for boots, anything like that. For the lining of a coat, the Velveteen is an extremely, is like the perfect felt for that. And you know, I also go so far as to tell people, if you have anywhere between a third and a half acre of land, you have right there, because you were talking about feed, and that's really what got me to call, was if you have one-third to one-half an acre of land, you have right there everything you need to raise up to 6 doe, 3 buck, and breed for all the meat that you and your family could possibly need. You never have to buy feed or anything else.
Yeah.
You
what about during the winter, Art? Art, what about during the winter, buddy?
Well, you're good. That's why you need this land, is because during the growing season, you are going to be raising their winter food.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
So this means you're going to need a shed where you can store, because you're going to get out there and you're going to get, if you do it right and you raise the right cover crops like clover and alfalfa and amaranth and things like this that rabbits really thrive on, and you can do this easily if you do it right, 1/4 of an acre can produce all of the food that you're going to need to get them through the winter months. And all you need is a good shed that is dry, cool, doesn't sweat really bad, because even in the middle of the winter, sometimes your metal roofs can sweat depending on the type of building you have. So if you can keep it cool and dry, you can get 3, and sometimes if you live in the right climate, 4 cuttings throughout the year. And that is going to be plenty to feed your rabbit. The only thing you might want to do is have some kind of winter crop that will produce the raw, not dried, but the raw green that they need.
Well, winter wheat works.
That's what I like to
work very well. If you have a greenhouse, raise beans.
They like them.
Love it. And don't be afraid. I understand, I get out there, I spend time with my rabbits every day. I touch them, I pet them, I hold them, I kiss them, I love all over them.
Uh-oh.
But come dinner time, I put all of that aside. It's dinner time. Don't be afraid to get personal with your rabbits.
Well, that's the reason we named our steer we had here. The last steer was named Hamburger. That's what we named him. That was his name, Hamburger.
I had a pig named Pork Chop.
Well, I don't remember what our pigs' names were, but I had one that I personally called Bacon, so.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my daughter just reminded me. Pork Chop and Bacon Bits.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, the rabbits, to me, they're absolutely the best. I mean, they go way beyond, and you can free-range rabbits, too. If you have an acre of land, go free-range your rabbits. You ain't never got to worry about nothing. Because even through the winter, they will find their food if you're free-ranging them. But you got to be in the right situation to do that.
Right.
So, you know, you really got to think about that before you go doing it. I tell people, don't be afraid to get personable with your rabbits, because you need to be out there. You need to be able to move them if they're going to be in cages and you're going to be breeding them. You have to be able to get in there and pick up your doe and walk her across the building or across the field or whatever to your male, because you introduce your female to the male's cage. The male will force the female to ovulate and prep her for breeding. So you've got to get out there and you've got to handle your rabbits, because when you're going to need to be able to reach into these cages and pick them up and move them around and all of this without the risk of being bitten. So don't be afraid to get personable with your rabbits. Get them accustomed to being handled. And another great thing is, if you do this, if you do what I do and you're free range, because I've got the land to be able to do it.
Hey, Rick. Rick,
yeah,
we're out of time for this subject, buddy.
Well, no.
So,
we want to carry this forward a little, don't we?
Well, that's up to you and Lori. Yeah. But anyway, folks, go ahead and stay on the line for a minute, Art. 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we have been discussing rabbits, and at the moment we're talking with Art. Art, you want to continue?
Yeah, I'll wrap it up real quick so y'all can get to the next thing. So if you have the space to free range, if you're able to free range, this is really, really the way to go. You're still going to keep your primary breeders in cages, and you're still going to feed them the same way. You're still going to harvest for their winter feed and everything. But the thing with the free range is if you let them stay with mom for 3 months after they're born, which is what I generally tell people you should do anyway, let them stay with mom for the first 3 months. Take them from mom, have a big cage on the ground that you can put them all in right there on the ground, so they're in a big giant cage. They got plenty of room to move around, housing, everything they need, because they're not going to start fighting. The boys aren't going to start fighting and everything until they're about 6 months old. So you got plenty of time to do this. Keep them in a big, huge, all of them in one big, huge cage on the ground with shelter and everything else. And you go in there every day and you do this until they're 6 months old, and you get them used to you being there and petting them and picking them up. And then you cut them loose. At 6 months old, you cut them loose. Nature will take over, and they will do exactly what rabbits were created to do without problem. But the cool thing is, you can, when you're ready to have dinner, you can just walk up, bend over, and pick them up, and then you walk away. There's no need for any nothing. You just, they're, because they're used to you picking them up and handling them. And if you do this with every kit that you get, every set of kits, every litter of kits that you get, you'll never have to worry about it. I mean, you'll just walk up, pick the rabbit up, and walk away.
Well, you know what anyway, else I think, too? When it comes to your granddaughter, all you have to do is say, no, honey, that's your rabbit. You just don't remember. You know how you do with the goldfish? Yeah. But I know it's got a little black spot on it now, but, you know, they do that when they get a little older. Hey, Art, how long, at what age are you typically harvesting these rabbits? How long do you like to wait?
I like to let them go till about, 9 months, because if you harvest them before they're 9 months, you pretty much eliminate any chance of breeding. But I generally will let enough of them go because the rabbit population is really decimated here by people letting their hunting dogs just run loose and not keeping them controlled and keeping them at home. So
sure.
Lot of us have been doing is raising these European rabbits, which are the same thing as our North American cottontail here, is basically the same rabbit. And so a lot of people have been raising them and cutting them loose to try to rebuild that population back up because it's been really devastated by dogs. And we've got a pretty good population going now. I mean, we've got, you can walk out at almost any given hour of the evening and see 2 and 3 rabbits out in the yard. So when we see that, we know we've got a good population of rabbit out here. So
remind me what state you're in, Art?
Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay. All right.
Now, not all of Georgia was like this. It was just basically this area here, because in the area I live in, people have this thing about wanting to just let their dogs run loose, and they let their hunting dogs run loose, and the hunting dogs just run and kill rabbits, you don't have a rabbit population anymore. So they started locking down on it, saying, no, if you don't keep your, if somebody calls in on your dog, we're going to ticket you. It's going to be an expensive ticket. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about this, blah, 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 blah. So it's gotten a lot better. People now keep their dogs at home, and our rabbit population is almost back to normal.
Well, there you go, intervention. Yeah, there are a lot of times, up here with the raccoons, the raccoons here, we have just millions of them. It's not uncommon to find one eating in your kitchen, but they have decimated the quail and the turkey populations. They can find a nest in minutes. So you have the same kind of issue, with that.
Yep. Anyway, good talk with y'all, and eat more rabbit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, eat more. Stolen off of a sign. Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Art. Maureen, who do we have next on the line?
We have Kevin in West Virginia on line 5. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. My comment is not about survival or anything like that. I actually sat down and read Brave New World by Huxley last night, and it blew my mind away. It completely blew me away. I hear a lot of references, and I actually sat down and read it. And wow, is all I have to say. Absolutely, it's an insane book. And I don't know if we're already there or if we're headed that way. I believe it's a little bit of both. But the one thing that I got out of it was, what is really freedom? And I think it's the freedom to choose, the choice. I think it's freedom to go against the grain. I think it's freedom to be different. It's freedom to be wrong, if I may say that. Right?
You may say that.
I understand what you're talking about, Kevin, and I look at places like California where and Colorado, from what I understand, where it's illegal to collect rainwater running off your roof. It's illegal in California in some places not to be hooked up to electricity or other city utilities. The things I do here on this farm would probably put me in prison for life in Palm Springs, California. There's so many things I do that would contravene those laws completely. So, yes, I believe that some of it is already here. I know for a fact it's here in technology.
You know, Google just admitted yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that they track your phone whether or not you authorize them to do so. You know, you can turn location services off. They just don't show you notifications on your phone. What they do is still track you and put it in a database, though. And that's now publicly admitted.
Yeah, I call it an Imperial Droid Tracker. Lately, I've been calling it Chinese Droid Tracker because I have an iPhone and I want to get rid of it because I just have this unsatiable thing that now, because Apple is state-run, Chinese state-run, they're just going to cut off all communications eventually. I mean, this censorship... This censorship with and it started with Alex Jones. Whether you love him or hate him, that's not the point. The point of the matter is when they can take him down, and they did, they're going to come for the rest of us and shut us up.
Sure.
And I think it's more than just censorship for the midterm elections. I think this is getting ready to make us, in Orwell's book in 1984, we're going to be thought criminals. And that's what they want. They don't
exactly
want us to criticize. They don't want us to have free thought. They don't want us to be individuals. You can be a collective, but you can be an individual as well, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, but you do realize that this plan that you're talking about is at least 100 years old. This is, and there are, and I've said this before, and I'll probably wind up having to say it again, there are people out there who just cannot believe that there are human beings walking around this planet that would do these insidious things. But if you're going to take my word for anything, trust me, evil exists. And I forget who said it. Could have been C.S. Lewis, maybe, but said the greatest trick the devil ever played was making you think that he did not exist. And that is exactly how the deep state operates. And that they've been pushing in this direction slowly for a century. And
I'd say more like 135 years, starting with Albert Pike coming out in the open with this plan.
It's a slow speed train wreck. I mean, it's happening so slowly, nobody even feels it or sees it. But it's happening.
Like I used to say, you know, if I went to sleep when I was 20 years old and woke up today, I don't know what I would do. I mean, just in 30 years, look at all the freedoms we've lost, you know?
You see, that's the thing. You'd almost need a list in front of your face because it happened in such a way that, you know, you'd probably have a hard time enumerating those. I would.
You know, I'm 34 years old. I'm kind of young. And I see this stuff happening in front of my face, the freedoms getting taken away. I have a 4-year-old niece. I mean, and I keep telling my family and everything, if you don't stand up now, if you don't get it in gear now, when she grows up, what kind of country is she going to live in? You ain't going to recognize it. And everybody just continues to laugh at me. And, you know, I mean,
I was going to say, you can stop talking now, Kevin, because you're just going to wind up the most hated uncle in the family. Trust me. I know all about this.
Yes.
I'm an expert.
Yep, and that's, you know, I mean, that's where I'm at with that. I mean, the other thing I got out of that book.
The humorous thing, you're going to do what you do. You feel like you should talk out of love and concern. And then for your trouble, every time you show up on the horizon, they're going to go, oh, here he comes again. You know, that's going to be your reward. So, you know, I don't know all you can really do, Kevin, in my opinion, now this is my opinion, is prep on their behalf, because when the poop does hit the fan, and we will get in, we're going to get it, we're switching subjects now anyway, because we're about to go right into the Gregory Mannarino problem, but all you can really do is prep on their behalf, because when the poop hits the fan, and some people will argue that it's hitting it now, or it's been hitting it, it's just, it's too slow to recognize, they're going to come running and screaming to you, trust me. And, you know, you're going to be expected to do all the things, And they're going to say nasty things to you. Like, I thought you knew all this stuff. I thought you were an expert. I thought this, I thought that. Now you have to take, now you're responsible for, now it's your job to take care of me because I treated you poorly your whole life. Yeah, this is how it's going to work for you.
Oh, yeah. And another thing I found that helps, Kevin, on a more positive side, is not trying to preach to people or even tell them what you do. You know, as far as prepping goes, just sort of, I hate to say lead by example, but, you know, demonstrate by example instead of trying to preach to them. Because if somebody doesn't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it.
Absolutely, guys. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Kevin, like I said, before you take off, I don't want you to, Kevin, before you go, I want, just in case you're going to be out of communication, I'm going to recommend here in a minute a 15-minute video by Gregory Mannarino called Situation Critical. I want you to look at that.
August 15th, I think, is when it came out.
Monday,
or 16th.
I thought it was Monday. But
it might be.
Anyway, if you put in Gregory Mannarino, Situation Critical, you'll get it. And he's going to talk about exactly what's upsetting your stomach right now, and I want to make sure that you're reaching for the Pepto-Bismol. So have a look at that, and we'll talk about that again next week.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, Kevin. Call back anytime, buddy. Hey, Rick, one thing I wanted to mention before we go to our next caller, is not going to probably our audience won't care too much, but I know you'd be very interested. Day before yesterday, Venezuela removed 6 zeros from their currency.
Yep. You knew it was coming.
Sound familiar?
Oh, yes. I think, I'm trying to think who wound up removing 13 zeros down there. I think
Zimbabwe.
It was Brazil. They're not finished removing zeros yet. And Turkey won't be far behind.
I agree. I absolutely agree. We're looking at
absolutely.
The Weimar Republic in, you know, several countries right now. And the thing that scares me the most is the number of people that don't believe it can happen here. Well, folks, it's going to eventually. Go ahead, Rick.
Do you say we have a caller?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that, but then we need to talk about the Gregory Mannarino video that I really, really want everybody to take 15 minutes and look at. When I tell you what it is, you'll know why I want you to look at it.
Okay, well, let's go to Sherry in Kansas on line 3. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning, Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
She might have dropped, Rick.
Oh,
well, we got,
seriously?
No, she might have. It doesn't say she did, but she might have.
Okay.
All right, anyway, let's go ahead and talk about what you wanted to talk about. We've got about a minute and a half before the next break.
Okay. Was it Sherry who was asking about the pyrethrin spray a couple of weeks ago while I was off-grid?
I can't remember.
Well, just for fun, let me mention that it was primarily soap water with 2 gallons of water in a sprayer with 2 teaspoons of just regular old pyrethrin bug spray, and it comes in any number of containers, and you'll get this at your local equine or farm store, and it'll just say pyrethrin, and that'll be the active ingredient, which is just neurotoxin for bugs. It doesn't kill them. It's not poison. It just paralyzes them completely, including their digestive tract, and it'll drop them like a rock. It just drops them immediately, but it's not necessarily toxic to humans or pets. So even in those minute quantities, in that, I think it was something ridiculous. It was like 4/200,000ths or something of a percent. Even in those minute quantities, it was still killing flea beetles instantly, or should I say, paralyzing them and causing them to drop and not come back. So, you know, for those, I wouldn't put it necessarily on things like kale or lettuce or any leaf product, but for things like your tomatoes or your eggplants, eggplants are really susceptible to that kind of thing. I just wanted to put that out there because I back listened to a couple of the videos so that I could criticize myself, and I heard she was asking, and you actually did a pretty good job. There was some tea tree oil in it, but very little.
Okay,
and there is
needed. When we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk to Sherry in Kansas on line 3, 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Survival here on RBN, and we have a caller on the line, Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, are you there, hon?
Hi, y'all.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Rick, I was the one that was trying to get that squash bug recipe, and thank you for that. When you're talking about tea tree oil, are we talking like 10 drops to 2 gallons or less than that?
You really don't need it as the bug killer, but, you know, on some crops that tend to get, I call it rust, but what it really is powdery mildew, and some of them do, or fungus, leaf fungus, like tomatoes, tea tree oil will help to keep that from happening. So while you're while you're treating the tomatoes or whatever, you may as well include that, and that will keep your leaf fungus down.
Well, you know, my biggest problem with the tomatoes and now the green beans are blister beetles. But I read somewhere that blister beetles eat grasshopper eggs, and I have a grasshopper egg problem or a grasshopper problem too. So I am not familiar.
We don't have those here that I know of, so I don't know what they are.
Oh, they say if you smash them and juice them, that they will blister your skin. So I used to pick them off, but in the drought years, just had an onslaught of grasshoppers, which tend to proliferate in drought years, and so I don't mess with the blister beetles. But I had two comments about chickens and rabbits. Marjorie Wildcraft, on her food production video, says that rabbit meat does not have enough fat in it, so you'll have to furnish the fat in your diet from other sources. And
that is correct.
The other thing is, and I think I've said this before on your program, is that JeffLawton.com, he does a lot of permaculture videos, and his name is spelled G-E-O-F-F. Lawton.com. He has a video on there about making compost to feed your chickens instead of even buying feed. They did a little experiment. And so if you have an integrated system where you've got cattle manure or horse manure or maybe even rabbit manure.
Yes, rabbit manure. The chickens love it.
And that way, you can, raise the chickens. And anyway, it's a good video if people want to go watch it. So,
Sherry, if I may suggest this, and Tim, we'll ignore Greg Manorino for a minute. And let's, I want to then talk about something that's on my mind. There is... I love gardening, but I love listening to the people who do market gardens because they know how to grow copious amounts of food in short lengths of time in small areas, which is perfect for prepping. But there is a video out there that I would love for everybody to look at, and we'll handle this in a second.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and listen. Bye.
All right. Thank you for your call, Sherry. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5-3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.